Okay, Hare Krishna. If there's any problem, you could email me because I have the my computer in front of me. Please excuse me for being late. I'm at the Bhakti Center. It's the weekend of the Rath Yatra. I gave class in the morning. And a lot of disasters here because, one second, let me see if I can find a book to give class on here. Anyway, just while I'm kind of setting up, it was another glory of Srila Prabhupada, the Rath Yatra in New York. To me, it looked like there was 50% more people there than the previous years. And that kirtan group from the Harinam Ashram did kirtan the whole time, and it was just amazing. And Lord Chaitanya delivers everyone, the mixture and varieties of people. But I think the main thing is that everyone could see that the devotees were so genuine. How do you like that? Like, I don't got the, you know, and that kirtan was just, by Mata was just so, I mean, people were just so filled with devotion, chanting. Oh, no, I can't find my book, the book either. I'm sorry for this mess today. I think I should get it sorted out. Well, some books dropped now. I'm looking at the bookshelf here. Maybe I can find something. Okay, you know what I think I'm going to do today? Because I can't find the other book on the Bhagavatam, I think I'm just going to recount the story of the Rath Yatra, if you don't mind. Om Gyana Timuram Dasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Daksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Napitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Vidati Sapadantitam Vansha Topa Purujasya Vipa Shindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from New York. I'm still feeling that wonderful energy of the Rath Yatra Festival and so many nice Vaishnavas. Coming together to do glorify God in the most powerful way, which is Sankirtan. Karamarye Sava Shreshne Nama Sankirtan Nir Aparade Poya Paya Pranidhan. Of all the nine processes, Kirtan is the best. And Jiva Goswami says better than Kirtan is Sankirtan. When you joined together. He says it gives special feelings of bliss. Because when you really do kirtan with everyone else, and you absorb yourself in the product of the kirtan, which is the holy name, it helps you transcend that egoistic feeling of that I'm the center. And it gives a special feeling of love. I mean, it's a fact in the science of love, Lhasa, that shared bliss is more than individual bliss. Because it's something about experiencing something yourself and then the experience and happiness that so many others are experiencing it seems to open up the heart and make it receptacle to another level of experience with God in the form of the holy name. So, how wonderful is that? Anyway, it's Prabhupada's mercy, it's Prabhupada's mercy, it's Prabhupada's mercy. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Now, the Ratiyatra festival in the Bhakti Center, every day we've been discussing Sri Chaitanya's 13th chapter of Madhya Lila, Sri Chaitanya's ecstatic dancing. Ecstatic dancing at the Ratiyatra, which astonished even Lord Jagannath, because Lord Chaitanya's dancing is a product of the height of love, and therefore it's not only an expression of the height of love, it's a personal feeling of the height of love. And love conquers Krishna. Krishna himself cannot conceive the level of love of Sri Radha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking that mood. And therefore, he's just astonished by the unprecedented feelings of love. And that's the nature of love. It's called apurvata, or spiritual love. Never before, because it's always increasing. And therefore, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna becomes happy when seeing Sri Radha. And Radha becomes even more happy because spiritual happiness is the happiness of your beloved. Spiritual happiness is love. And love, real love, happiness comes not when you're pleased, but when who you love is pleased. So Radha, her love increases and her beauty increases. And then Krishna, seeing that, his love and beauty increases and Radha's love and beauty increases. And there's no limit to it. It goes on infinitely, always expanding, always increasing. Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam Pratipadam Punam Ratatvardhanam Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam, the ever-increasing love of transcendental bliss, always increasing. And that increasingly becomes expressed in the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And God just himself, I've never seen this before. And why shouldn't those feelings of astonishment and wonder be within God? He's the supreme enjoyer. Astonishment and wonder are very much part of that enjoyment. So that's how the story is introduced, and it's the Rosh Hashanah festival. And of course, this is very, very important for Lord Jagat, for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna coming to experience the love of his topmost devotee, Sri Radha, at the height of her love. So he worships Lord Jagannath. In Raganuga Bhakti, to increase spontaneous devotion, there are really three things that are important. Chanting the holy name is the most important because it's direct communion with God. But to chant the holy name in Sambandha, in depth, and Sambandha means relationship, and love manifests in relationship. It's most intense in relationship. So the more you associate the name of God with the form of God or the person whom you have a relationship with as a friend or as a parent or as a lover, the more absorption you have in the object of your meditation, the holy name, and the more it influences you, inspires you in devotion. So it's the holy name, and to increase that sambandha, you do two things. And this is the key elements of Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotion, is you hear the stories and songs about your beloved Lord, the Lord whom you have a relationship with as your child or as your friend or as your lover. And you worship the form of the Lord, the form of the name of the person you are calling. So this is basically the practice of Krishna consciousness, at least in bhajan, in personal practice. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya worshiped Jagannath. So Jagannath is the form of the object of love, especially of Sri Radha. Because it's not only the form of Krishna, which could be the form of your friend, which could be the form of your child, which could be the form of your lover, but it's specifically the form of Krishna as Radha's lover in the ecstasy of separation for her. And that's why the form of Jagannath. That's one of the reasons for the form of Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath is specifically the form of God manifest as the lover of Sri Radha, or manifest in love with Sri Radha. And therefore, even when Lord Chaitanya went to South India, he worshipped that form. So it's a very, very special form. And that was Lord Chaitanya's Ishtadev. It was the desirable God that he worshipped in his particular relationship. And the nature of that form, which is very, very interesting, and I thought how unique this is, that you generally worship a deity that's the form of the love you have. And then there's certain deities that have the form of a pastime of that love, of Radha Muralidhar playing the flute, Radha Giridhar lifting the hill. But Jagannath is the form of Krishna invoking the intensest moods of separation of Sri Radha at Kurukshetra, because Radha, due to the solar eclipse, the residents of Vrindavan, the residents of Dwarka, where Krishna was a king, they all went to Kurukshetra. And after 96 years, Radha meets Krishna again, and she's in her same Navayovanam, eternally youthful form. These are his Navayovanam, his eternally youthful form. And they see each other after 96 years. And Radha feels intense separation, because although it is Krishna, he can't manifest his side as her lover, because he's surrounded by subjects, because he's the king. So he has to keep very formal. He can't be romantic. And he can't manifest that sweet side of himself. So Radharani's in separation, and forms of Baladev, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are the forms of Krishna, his brother and sister, going back to Vrindavan. And that festival, therefore, is not just a form of God who you have a relationship with, it's the form of God whom you have a relationship with, performing a pastime. And Lord Chaitanya, therefore, is mood at the Rath Yatra is so extraordinary, because he's right in tune with the esoteric understanding of Jagannath's Baladev and Subhadra. So it starts with the taking the deities out of the temple and onto the carts. Now, if you see the Jagannath deities, they're so huge. There's a class of men who used to be in the caste of pig sellers who somehow or other initially were taking care of Lord Jagannath before Indradyumna Swami, Indradyumna Maharaj, found them, and somehow it was in his kingdom or whatever. He brought them, and he kept the pig sellers in a caste of people who do specific appropriate services, and therefore they'd be called dietas. Dietas means one is the object of mercy. They became elevated by the object of mercy. And there's something about simple love, even if your habits are not there, but you really have to have simple love, not good. There's something about simple love in the heart that's really the essence. And these pig sellers, they had love. They were very qualified. They had love. So they were given the position of taking the deities on Rath Yatra Day from the temple to the cart. And they would tie their waist with silk and rope, so that when each person pulled one side, the rope would tighten around the waist of Jagannath. And when they would pull it, then the deity would gradually rise, because it's so heavy. And then they would have these pillows stuffed with cotton, huge pillows. And they would yank them up, and then it's so heavy, they would let it down on a pillow, and the pillow would just smash. And they keep on doing this until they were somehow able to get the deity on the cart. And then Lord Chaitanya looked at Jagannath, and in Orion he said, Manima, Manima, oh great person, oh great person. And the deities began to roll. And then Lord Chaitanya began to organize the dancing. And I made this point in my classes many times the last few days. People have an idea when you say spontaneous devotion that it's above the rules and regulations, that, you know, pure bhakti is very spontaneous and unorganized, but it's anything but. Spontaneous devotion means that your love is not checked by a sense of reverence and rules for dealing with divinity, but it doesn't need one who manifests that love, doesn't carefully do things to please the Lord. That's like a ludicrous proposition. If you think spontaneous devotion means that you're haphazard in your devotion. No. It's just like someone who is a good cook, and if he has love for Krishna, the preparations would be made exactly. They would be made in a particular way so that they were tasteful, they were fragrant, they were colorful, their texture was so nice, so that it would be pleasing. So Lord Chaitanya organized the kirtans in a very expert way, out of his spontaneous devotion, out of his love for Krishna in the mood of Radha. And he organized those kirtans in such an exemplary way. And he divided up the parties in teams of eight, the main kirtan parties. And first he had four, but then people from different villages came and that were connected, like Kuliagram and Kanda and Shankipur. And he would make these lead kirtan parties, very, very beautiful, where he had two madangas in each party, eight people in total in each party. Of those eight people, there would be a lead dancer. So there would be a singer, and if you include the madanga players, there would be seven. There would be seven people responding to the kirtan, and one person who would be responsible for the choreography, for how the other people danced in a very beautiful, graceful way. When many people dance, it's not that everyone is doing the, you know, their own, I don't know, twist or whatever it is, or hip-hop or whatever, I don't know. It's very, very beautiful, and one person would lead the others in a type of unison, just like when Indradyumna Swami's, and I think it's a wonderful contribution, when he's organized these kirtans around the world, and he has them go through different cities, there's a lead dancer, you know, or dancers, and there's lines of you know, ladies, young ladies generally, who are dressed very nicely, and they have very graceful, synchronized moves. It's like a kirtan is synchronized, so the dancing is synchronized. Sometimes I become frustrated at festivals when it's kind of mostly the men. The women seem to dance gracefully and have the idea of synchronicity, but the men just become overwhelmed sometimes. I'm not at all into the stage diving, the mosh pits. It seems what happens is the kirtan builds up and you have some devotional sentiment that makes you active, and then at a particular time, which is sahajiya tendency, you mistake the activity for devotion, for the activity which is devotion. It becomes co-opted by passion, and then you mistake the passion for your level of ecstasy, when actually it's just an increase of your rajagun. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. Kirtans can get wild, can get ecstatic, but the core base has to be the natural devotional feeling. Not our material desires for passion or sex life or exhibitionism or recognition or course, it doesn't have to be that way, but often we see, and I'm making this point because I'm seeing how Lord Chaitanya is organizing the Ratha-yatra festival with synchronicity. There's a lead dancer. It doesn't mean he's the only one that's dancing. It means that others followed him. And he had a particular singer. To give pleasure, he picked the best kirtaneers, because it's, you know, it's not about equality as much as it's about devotion. So the best person was singing. Of course, we have so many good singers that different people can sing. No problem with that. So Sarup Damodar, who used to personally sing for him in the Gambira to alleviate his feelings of separation and even his excessive sense of union, keep the river of praying flowing, Sarup Damodar, in the first party, he was the singer. And Advaita Acharya was the lead dancer. How beautiful. And these were the kirtan parties, four of them in front of the cart. And the second party, Srivas Thakur, who was given the personal instruction by Lord Chaitanya to have kirtans in his house, he was the lead singer in the second group. And Nityananda was the dancer, lead dancer. So it's so beautiful. And in the third group, Mukunda, I think, was the singer. And the senior Haridas Thakur was the dancer. In the last group, Mukunda, he may have been in the third, but the dancer was for Prakashra Pandit, who one time danced for 72 hours. And then other three parties from Shantipur and Kanda Guliagram, they would be on the sides and the back, and the kirtan parties were going with such. And the Madangas also had some synchronicity. Madhur, 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 bhaje, madhur, 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 bhaje, Shankar bhaji, Kanta bhaji. Madhur, 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 bhaji. It's so sweet. Synchronicity, harmony. It's all. That's how beauty is created. Ultimate beauty reflects an ideal that's higher than the power of the individual parts. It's higher than the value of the individual parts. That's what makes beauty. Beauty is when things cooperate for a higher ideal. That's what kirtan is. So the Madangas were also synchronized. I remember when I came to the Brooklyn Temple, so sweet was the Madanga playing, because it had such synchronicity. And then the parties, then Lord Chaitanya would dance in each party and mystically expanded himself so each devotee could have their prey fulfilled. And what are the aspects of prema? There's three symptoms of or desires that manifest in the heart that bother me, intensify in prema, that I want to be with my Lord. I want to develop an intimate relationship with my Lord. And I want to serve the Lord. Of course, serving is the most important, but also that's there. So Lord Chaitanya fulfills, Krishna also fulfills the desire to be with him by personally manifesting before one. And then sometimes the kirtan parties were combined together and the 14 drums sounded like rumbling thunder. And devotees were crying legitimately out of ecstasy. And it sounds like a rain cloud. And this was an amazing thing that was going on. But the amazing thing was that not everybody could see, due to qualification for seeing. It's another dimension. That's like a dog whistle. It's another dimension of sound that we have no access to, you know. That sound, the dog can hear it, we can't hear it. So according to your senses, you're confined in your ability to see. And sometimes God appears subtly that you can't perceive, but others can, who have the qualification of faith. Our senses are very limited. God is inconceivable, but we can reach him by faith. And it's not just a blind trust, it's an experience. Faith is based on experience of God that gives that trust. And then Lord Chaitanya began to dance like a lata chakra, like a firebrand, where there's just fire on a rope. It's in one place, but when you swing it fast, it appears to be everywhere. So Lord Chaitanya appeared to be everywhere. And sometimes he was, in his dancing, because he was spinning so, but he actually did manifest everywhere. But his spinning was so fast that it looked like a circle, a chakra. And he was in ecstasy, and this is actually a very powerful form of meditation, a preliminary form of meditation, because meditation means the body must be peaceful. The body must be peaceful, and the body must be steady. So you can do it one way, by yoga and, health. You can actually sit up. Because meditation means you can't be, when you're meditating, you can't be absorbed in the body. That's why people who shake are not really meditating very deeply. Or if you're hunched, you're not meditating. Hunched means you're in the body. But really, ideally, when you're healthy and you're sitting up straight, you're not feeling the body. And when you don't feel the body, then you can focus on the mind. Otherwise, the mind's too occupied in different parts of the body. So that can be achieved by sitting still, with the back up straight, or by dancing. Because when you dance, it's another way of losing, spinning, like whirling dervishes. The whole concept is you lose cognizance of the body. You lose feel of the body. And therefore your meditation is so much more deeper. I know when I bathe in a holy river, it helps you to rapidly achieve that. It helps you to rapidly achieve that not aware of the body. I know if sometimes by Krishna's grace, in a humble way, one gets permission to bathe in Radha Kund, it's an amazing thing, because the first thing that happens, both mystically and just by the effect of the cold water, is the body becomes peaceful in a way that you don't think of it. And what happens then? That your meditation becomes increased. So much. So what Chaitanya, he would dance like that. Everybody would dance. He would influence the people to dance because of the bhakti in his consciousness. That's what it is. Bhakti comes out. Bhakti comes out in the, bhakti is what's in the heart, and it has to be expressed. And one has a lot of bhakti, that expression of the bhakti is one's bhakti. It has great influence on it. So Lord Chaitanya was always also singing. And people were being super influenced. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Just somehow over these last days, I'm trying to figure out how to change this life. I like my previous life where I was just, all I had to do was to give these classes. But anyway, I do have time for questions. Anybody like to ask any questions?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Yeah, in the very beginning of your talk, you said that Lord Chaitanya, more than expressing his love, or more than expressing his love, he was feeling love, as if to say there was some distinction between those two. Do you remember that?
I don't have a frame of reference because...
When he was dancing, in the Ratha Yatra before Lord Jagannath, wasn't just, expressing his love. He was
what I meant to say, because sometimes there's a difference between what one says and what he means to say. What I meant to say is it just wasn't dancing. It was dancing based on his love.
Yeah, okay, right. Thank you.
Okay. Gail, are you coming in by any chance to the city?
I'm coming to the Bhakti Center.
Okay. Okay, please see me before you go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I will.
Hi, Krishna.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Malati.
Malati, Haribo.
Haribo.
Great.
Haribo. May I ask a question?
Yeah, please do.
What can we do to increase our chances of experiencing spontaneous love for Krishna?
Well, everything increases our chances of spontaneous love. When you hear the Bhagavatam, and you hear Krishna Katha, that's a method of increasing our spontaneous love, because you're hearing about the residents of Vrindavan, and you're hearing about their spontaneous love, and therefore the nature is you begin to hanker for it. And also, and then when you develop that hankering, that's the key, and by the association of devotees who have that love. And by these processes, then what happens is, by hearing, especially hearing from those people, then we develop an attraction. And that's where it begins. You have to get an attraction, you have to get a desire. And then you can nourish it in so many, so many ways. That helps.
So is the experience... It does, thank you. Is the experience of spontaneous love one that's, I guess, prompted or allowed by Krishna? In other words, is that sort of his choice when we experience that spontaneous love?
You know, he wants to give his mercy to everyone. And it's mercy because there's no way we can earn it. But at the same time, by the expression of our need, we may attract it. The sincerity of our heart, when it's expressed in our chanting and our service and our life, we may attract it. But it seems like it's mercy, but it's available to everyone. But it's still mercy, because we can never earn it. We can only attract it. So we can attract it by our sincerity.
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj. It does very much.
Thank you so much, buddy. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj. Hare Bo, Rajarathe. Seems like a lot of people are, especially in New York, at the Ratha Yatra weekend. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.